From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has signed sweeping legislation that would make it a crime under state law to be in the country illegally. The measure, which President Obama has called misguided, would also require local police officers to question people about their immigration status. Brewer said this afternoon to do otherwise would be irresponsible.
We in Arizona have been more than patient waiting for Washington to act. But decades of federal inaction and misguided policy have created a dangerous and unacceptable situation.
President Obama, for his part, has said he believes the measure would violate people's civil rights. And in advance of the measure's signing, he said he's instructed the Justice Department to see if it's legal. The Pentagon is expected to rush hundreds more soldiers to Afghanistan this spring to train Afghan forces and police. Military officials tell NPR's Tom Bowman that's because NATO countries still haven't sent trainers that were previously promised.
A battalion of U.S. soldiers, some 800, is expected to deploy to Afghanistan by June, sources tell NPR, because of a shortage of trainers for Afghan forces. These new U.S. trainers are expected to remain in Afghanistan for at least 3 months. They are above and beyond the 30,000 American troops the Obama administration has pledged for Afghanistan this year. The U.S. military is desperate for trainers to meet a goal of 300,000 Afghan soldiers and police by October 2011. The U.S. already has more than 1,000 trainers in Afghanistan, compared to about 300 from NATO. NATO countries have promised to send about 800 more trainers sometime this year. Tom Bowman, NPR News. The Pentagon.
This week's accident involving an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico is prompting renewed calls for drilling safety. That's as crews are keeping an eye on an oil sheen around the sunken rig. However, the good news, according to Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry, is so far the massive spill has not occurred.
We're watching surface and subsurface. We have a remotely operated vehicle operating 24 hours as well as sonar. At this time, there is no crude emanating from that wellhead.
Search continues for 11 missing workers. Commerce Department says new orders for durable goods were down 1.3% in the month of March. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the decrease was largely due to a big drop in orders for aircraft and parts.
Although overall various economic indicators suggest businesses are starting to invest, the Commerce Department's report shows that spending is still spotty. In the 3 months prior, the same report showed increases in spending on goods lasting more than 3 years, and analysts had expected March to show another modest increase. But transportation-related goods fell nearly 13% during the month. Taking those orders out of the equation, manufacturers' orders for everything else increased 2.8%. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Positive economic numbers helped boost Wall Street. Stocks hit a 19-month high to end the week. The Dow was up 69 points, closing at 11,204. The Nasdaq gained 10 points. You're listening to NPR. More problems for Greece, which, unable to deal with its mounting borrowing costs, today appealed to both its European partners and the International Monetary Fund. The euro at one point bounced off session lows following the country's call for activation of a financial rescue package worth upwards of $50 billion. Those worries about mounting European debt have actually strengthened the U.S. dollar in recent months, pushing the currency up some 5% this year against the 16-nation euro. In Thailand, anti-government protesters have offered the government a possible compromise to end the six-week-old confrontation between the two sides that has left at least 26 people dead. And NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Less than a day after five grenades exploded in the city's financial district, raising fears of even more violence, leaders of the so-called red shirts have backed off their demand for an immediate dissolution of parliament. They say they're now willing to accept dissolution within 30 days if the government agrees and withdraws its troops from the center of the city near areas occupied by the protesters. The government has yet to respond to the red shirts' offer. The Thai military was out in force in the business district today, but many banks, offices, and retail stores were closed anyway after last night's grenade attacks. Several foreign governments, including the U.S., have warned their citizens to avoid unnecessary travel to Bangkok due to the recent violence. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, testifying in a case against a former University of Tennessee student accused of hacking her email account, said today that was the main way she communicated with her family during the campaign. Palin told jurors hearing the case against 22-year-old David Kernell she was out on the campaign trail when she first learned from news reports her email had been compromised. Kernell faces up to 50 years in prison if convicted. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.